98.7 FM and 1450 AM, WDLB Marshfield.
Good morning. This is Pastor Gary Markworth of St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church, 8313 2nd Street in Pittsville, Wisconsin. Thank you for joining our broadcast of today's service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Pittsville on WDLB 1450 AM and 98.7 FM. We invite you to our weekly services on Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday morning at 9 a.m. May God bless and keep you now and always. And good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And one welcome to everyone. Observing the Reformation this day is October 31st, 1517, when Luther posted his 95 theses on the castle door of the Wittenberg Church and continued what had been started earlier. And God works in mysterious ways. He gave us Luther, he also gave us Mr. Gutenberg and the printing press. So that's how things happened and spread really quickly. Luther originally intended those 95 theses to be discussion. Didn't know that he'd be labeled a heretic and have a price tag on his head. But we give thanks to God for all of those reformers, and we celebrate the Protestant Reformation this morning. Our service is a divine service setting forward with Holy Communion, and we give thanks to Jeff and Grace Ignatowski, sponsoring our radio broadcast this morning, and thanksgiving to God for the birthdays of Marie Rattle and Kathy Stranitsky, and for sharing the good news with every DLB AM and FM of the World Wide Web. We begin with our first hymn, hymn 912, Christ is our cornerstone. I invite you to stand as you're able for the last verse. In the name of God the Father, and of God the Son, and of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, to call upon him in prayer and praise and fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness, confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. And together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Jesus Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Almighty God has heard your pleas for forgiveness and mercy. In his infinite grace, love, mercy, and wisdom, he has given his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. Therefore, as a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ, the living and eternal Word, and by his authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue with the intro this morning of a portion of Psalm 34. I will speak of your testimony before kings, O Lord.
And shall not be put to shame.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
His praise shall continue to be in your
mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let the humble hear and be glad.
Come, O children, listen to me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
The Lord redeems the life of his servants. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will speak of your testimonies before kings, O Lord.
And shall not be put to shame.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant to your church your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The first reading is from the Revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to St. John, the 14th chapter. Then I saw another angel flying directly overhead with an eternal gospel to proclaim to those who dwell on earth, to every nation and tribe and language and people. And he said with a loud voice, "Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome, the 3rd chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We continue with the responsive reading of Psalm 46. The Lord of hosts is with us.
God is our fortress.
God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling.
There is a river whose streams take the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved.
God will help her when morning dawns.
The nations rage, the kingdoms totter.
He utters his voice, the earth melts.
The Lord of hosts is with us. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has brought desolations on the earth.
He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire.
Be still and know that I am God.
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord of hosts is with us.
God,
wait you to stand as you go for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
These things are written that you may believe that Jesus.
to St. John, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus speaking, the truth will set you free. So Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. This time I invite the children to come forward. Something was just read in the gospel reading. Jesus says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." There's a word in there called abide. You remember what it spelled like this? A-B-I-D-E, I made capital letters. Anybody know what it means? It means to stay or to remain. To stay in his word, remain in his word, remain in him. You became his in the water and word of holy baptism. You're here at church, you go to Sunday school. Remain in him by hearing his word. You remain in him when you pray to him at night, in the daytime, whenever you pray. Because he wants to hear you, and he wants you to hear him and to remain in him. What happens if you get hungry? What do? Raid the refrigerator? The cupboard, right? It's in church, you look for fruit snacks, right? Yeah. We get hungry, we eat. You know, it's supposed to sustain us. God's word is a living word within us. It sustains us. It keeps us growing. It keeps us in the faith. It keeps us with Jesus always. He wants to talk to you all the time. He wants us to listen. You know, God created us. He gave us two ears and one mouth. So what do you think that should mean? We should listen twice as much as we speak, right? But he wants us to hear him and then speak to him as well, because he has so many things he has to say and so many things he wants to hear us say back to him, to do for him. So stay, abide in his word, as he has said in the gospel reading today, then you'll know his love, his kindness, and his grace, that grace given to you in the gift of faith in the water of baptism, where you'll be remain his forever. Let's pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise that you show us your love and kindness in your word, both written and living, your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your church. We thank you for the bride of Christ, your church. Help us abide in your word. Help us to hear your word, Jesus' word. Share your love with others, because your love is indeed a great and marvelous thing given to us to share with all. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. We dismiss for Sunday school. We will continue with our next hymn, hymn 657, the other version of A Mighty Fortress is Our God. 657.
Thank you.
grace, mercy, and peace of yours from God our Heavenly Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, by the presence of His Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, washed in the blood of the Lamb. There are more than one way to think about the Reformation festival that we're observing this weekend. Lutherans especially make it a day when they boldly confess the gospel, the living gospel of Jesus Christ. He came to save us from all our sins, and in Him we have forgiveness, life now, and salvation. Or some use it as a day to especially remember and be thankful for God's gifts in Jesus Christ. More than one way to observe the day. Our Lord Jesus Christ's words in our gospel reading for today leads us in a particular direction. I'm not really going to be speak on the confessions of the gospel this day, except it's always included. That were so, the prayer from Psalm 51, verse 15, would be appropriate and almost sufficient. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Now, instead, John chapter 8 is an invitation not to open our lips, but instead to open our ears. We're to listen to Jesus and His Word in order to be set free. And that's our theme today. Listen to Jesus and be free. And all people need to be set free from slavery. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in Him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And they stubbornly answered Him, we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? See, Jesus' listeners weren't truly listening. They didn't understand. They didn't think that they had ever been enslaved to anyone or anything. But listen to Jesus' response in John's Gospel, chapter 8. I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins. That's verse 24. In our reading for today, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Verse 36. Just like the lost, the fallen, the doubters, and the forsaken of this world, they didn't believe Jesus' words, they didn't believe in Jesus. And so they truly were enslaved. Now, if you don't understand God's freedom, you're not alone. First, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther didn't understand God's freedom either. He knew that he was trapped, in sin. But he thought the fact that he was sinful was the cause of his slavery. He could never find freedom from that, no matter what he tried, how many times he confessed, or whatever he tried to do. Truthfully, no one, be they Christian or non-Christian, can ever escape enslavement. Because we, even though we're saints, remain sinful still today. So that begs the question, what has God in Jesus Christ truly set us free? Well, Martin Luther thought his slavery was caused by a sin, but really something else. The slavery was caused by the fact that he couldn't hear the voice of Jesus. Therefore, he could not truly believe in Him and what He had done for us all. Today, the very same mistake happens quite often. The world, of course, will not readily admit that it is enslaved to anyone or anything. Even we Christians, God's own dearly redeemed children, can find ourselves living and acting as though we were still in chains. But we are not free to be for God, free to be for others as God would want us, to do what God has set us free to be and to do. We cannot get away from feeling enslaved to ourselves, to our vocations, to the demands and constraints of the state, and to life itself. So just what's going on? What is that slavery that binds, that blinds, and batters us? It's a slavery of the ears, caused by listening to the wrong voices, the wrong messages, to the wrong causes. I don't know if you're like me, but I'm so sick and tired of all the political ads and all the junk that comes in the mail. Enough already. No matter how the election turns out, at least be glad over for a couple months anyway. The Jews in Jesus' day were listening to anything and everything, actually, literally, anything and everything other than Jesus' own words and what he was teaching, what he was showing them, what he was proving to them in his healing. Remain in my word, abide in me. But they would have none of it. And as for Martin Luther, just what was he listening to? Perhaps for years he was listening to the scream of his own voice, his own fears, his own trepidation. He wasn't listening to the words of Jesus Christ that he so desperately wanted and needed to hear. He practiced what he preached, literally. But what he was preaching was the wrong message. And that was the problem. He wasn't preaching about God's freedom and salvation in Christ Jesus. It was a different story as he had been taught through the church. That promise for me and for you becomes this. Christ's words can and do set us free from slavery to other voices so that we can listen to him. We can hear him. Listen to Jesus and be set free because you believe in him and he has done all for you. There is one question that truly dominates the 8th chapter of John's Gospel. And that question is, who is Jesus? Verse 25, the people ask him, who are you? Verse 58, Jesus says, before Abraham was, I am he. I am the answer. I am the truth. Essentially, you need to listen to me. One might understand it and say it this way. Listen to this. Jesus is the perfect Son of the Father from all eternity. Yes, a true God, just as we confessed earlier in the Nicene Creed. We, the redeemed in Christ Jesus, know the living and eternal Word, the Son of God, became flesh, became a man, born in Bethlehem. In that sense, although we are all adopted, there truly is only one Son of God. That is His Son, Jesus the Christ. And as the only and perfect Son, Jesus obeys his Father's will and direction. He carries out the Father's will like no one else was able to do, or ever would be able to do. He completed the work. Final word on that cross on Calvary, Telestai, it is finished. Jesus was nailed to a cross on a hill called Calvary. He died there. For and in your and my sins. He's trapped and enslaved in a rock-hewn tomb. He gave himself into silence in the slavery of death for you, for me, and for all. And on that glorious Easter morning, that slavery was broken. It was shattered once and for all. As he had said, told his disciples, you will not see me. I will be gone for a little while. But now he shows himself to his disciples to be the resurrection and the life. He is the good shepherd who laid down his sheep for the life in order that he would take it up again and in exchange give us his glory, his honor, his sinlessness. Yes, the Son of God, Christ Jesus, lives. They cut down the vine. But he lives, and he is full of life. This is who I am. Remain in me. Listen to me. Be set free from your fear, from your unbelief. Do not disbelieve, but believe. But in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, they wouldn't listen. They stopped their ears. They refused to hear and refused to open their hearts to allow their ears to be open. Martin Luther, long ago, God enabled him to open his ears to the voice of Jesus that overcame the accusations of Luther's own conscience. It's when he read the book of Romans, especially chapter 3, which we had part of a portion of it as our epistle reading. It's a gift. Jesus died as our propitiation, the ransom payment necessary for our sins. Jesus died for you, for me, and for all. And for all of us right here, right now, in this observance of the Reformation, Listen to Jesus' voice. Be set free from slavery to sin. And ask him in prayer, O Lord, open my ears. Listening is hard work. And listening to Jesus involves hard work as well. It's not work in the sense that we will accomplish something or anything by doing it or accomplishing it. And we certainly will not get any credit for it. No attaboys, no gold stars, no bonus points. It's more the kind of work for which you get ready for something far more important to happen. Imagine you receive an invitation to sit down to someone who has beautiful, soothing words to say to you, to comfort you, to give you peace and hope. But every place there is to sit down is covered with junk, with trash, with things that need to be thrown out, gotten rid of. Even after we have been Christians for many, many years, we still have to do that work of clearing away the junk, the activity, the demands in our time. All those things which may be fine in and of themselves only clutter our lives and make them so noisy that we can't hear what Jesus wants to say to us. So right now, for just a few seconds, let's just do that. Calm down. Set things aside. The voices that are shouting in your heads and in your hearts. And just stop. And ask, O Lord, open my ears. Then listen to Jesus. He has many things he wants to say to you. And he in turn wants to hear from you as well. Lord Jesus Christ says, yes, your sin is very great, but I am the perfect Son of God, and I am greater than your sin. You will not die in your sins. I have already done that for you and for all. You are mine. You are mine now and forever. Jesus said, you've been listening to those other voices that say, you're the one that's in control. Other voices that tell you, you need to pursue that sin, that purpose that flows from your own desires. I'm telling you to stop listening to them. They're leading you back into slavery. Jesus says, you belong to me now. I will protect you. Your meaning, in fact, comes from me and no one else. You're free now to serve me, to love me. It's what and why I made you to do, I made you for. That, dear brother and sister, is true freedom. Jesus says, you are my disciples. Listen to me. Remain in my word. Abide in my word and be set free. Years ago, I was told that hell was described as the kingdom of noise. If that is appropriate. One of the things it means is that in hell, you can't hear the voice of Jesus. On Reformation Day or any other day. And today, again, I urge you to pray this. O Lord, open my ears. Jesus' word can free us from slavery of unbelief. We will find our salvation in him and in him alone. He is the one true God, the true Savior of the world. No name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And Jesus himself told the disciples, no one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus can teach us to follow him. He wants us to listen to him now and always, so we indeed are set free by the Son who remains forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds alive in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. I invite you to stand as you're able as we continue with the prayers of the church. I will end each petition with, Lord, in your mercy, we respond with here, our prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for all your goodness and tender care, especially this Reformation Festival. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and for the revelation of your will, grace, hope, and love. Implant your word in us and give us fertile hearts to keep it and bring forth its good fruit in our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. O God of grace, keep us steadfast in your word. Prevent our wayward hearts from following false gospels that lead us away from you. Provide Christ's bride, your church, with faithful pastors who preach in purity and joy, that we are saved by your grace and your grace alone, through faith alone, because of Jesus Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you have great power, and yet you act with mercy. Teach those who lead us to use power rightly for the preservation of order, the accomplishment of justice, protection of life, and the defense of the weak. Give us wise, godly, and faithful leaders who will follow your commands and serve with integrity. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most gracious God, you remember all who face adversity of any kind, especially those who are hospitalized, those in rehab and care facilities, those recovering from illness, injury, and surgery, those who are undergoing surgeries, those who are confronting cancer, those suffering chronic pain and affliction, those confined to their homes, and upon all who call on you in their time of need. Comfort them by your Holy Spirit. They acknowledge that their afflictions are a manifestation of your gracious fatherly will. Lord, in your mercy, God of all hope and peace, we ask your Spirit to send comfort, peace, and strength to the family and friends of Joyce Herzberg, whose earthly pilgrimage ended, whose funeral was Thursday. We ask you to grant them hope and certainty in your love and salvation, for you redeemed through our Lord Jesus Christ, empty cross and empty tomb, where your promises of forgiveness, life now, and eternal salvation were won and given. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
our Lord of life and love, we join in giving you thanks and praise with our brothers and sisters in faith to celebrate birthdays this week, with Jacob Freeman, Judy Huber, Joel Rasmus, Rick Grimm, Logan Femlin, Waylon Grimm, Grant Radford, and Braxton Martin. And also to Ron and Christine Wolf as they celebrate another wedding anniversary of God's marriage covenant on the 29th. May they and all you redeemed by your grace and Spirit, O Lord, go in faith, hope, trust, and service to you and to one another. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve your church, O Lord, in each of us as members of Christ's body, that we may not surrender the true gospel for any reason, but be kept in the one true faith and fear throughout the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until that day when we and all your people shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ, see the reward you have prepared for us, for all who have loved his appearing. With the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death, will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy,
Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption that you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us by your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross, see the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Now hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." Same also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink of it, all of you, for this cup is the New Testament in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This is often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. invite you to stand as you ever sing the Mecca Minister song of singing. Almighty God, that you refresh us with this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy would strengthen us to the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Receive the promised blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you, but make his face shine and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
The time of worship is over. Go and serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. Go forth with God's grace, love, mercy, and peace as you love, trust, and serve your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We will
to God. Hallelujah. We're closing hymn 571, God loved the world so that he gave.
AM and 98.7 FM, WDLB Marshfield.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. With 9 days until Election Day, The race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump remains in a dead heat. Our latest ABC News Ipsos poll showing Trump with a clear edge to voters who are concerned the most about the economy, similar on immigration and the border. But, says ABC News political director Rick Klein,
Kamala Harris has a big edge on people that think about abortion rights first and foremost, and this key issue of protecting American democracy. A lot of Republicans think that Trump is the choice, but overall, particularly among independents, Harris is the choice, and that feeds right into her closing message.
Trump to rally in his hometown tonight at New York's Madison Square Garden. There is now one fatality after an apparent terrorist attack in Israel. The woman was one of more than a dozen people that was injured when a truck smashed through a bus stop near offices for the Israeli intelligence services. The suspect shot dead by bystanders. This is ABC News.
In all states where prohibited by law, loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Meet Brian. He just got $5,000, and it was pretty easy. I'll tell you how in 10 seconds. Brian needed cash help. After being rejected by banks, he tried 27cash.com. Told them how much he needed, even let them know he had bad credit. In minutes, 27cash.com found a lender who deposited $5,000 into his bank account the very next day. If you need cash help, even if you have bad credit, go to 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We need cash help.
We should go to 57cash.com.
With our bad credit?
57cash.com helps all credit types. They partner with over 100 lenders to help even people with bad credit get approved for up to $10,000. And cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
Wow.
When you need cash help, go to 57cash.com. 57cash.com.
Locally owned and operated. WDLB Marshfield.
Paperback writers.